Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And if you read the show information today, you know that Archangel Michael has requested that we channel some information that he has for you. And I think it is quite remarkable myself. Anyway, the show is going to follow a format very similar to our conference calls that we have every month. And if you're not familiar with the conference calls, you really should go to my website, www.carolynevers.com, and see the six different conference calls that we do monthly, representing different masters each time. This is, in my opinion, remarkable work because we have a conference call that Jesus has organized, Mother Mary, again, Archangel Michael, a few others that have their own conference calls, and every month they come to the listeners bringing what I would consider remarkable information that has to do with ascension, that has to do with the things that are going on the planet right now. And so how we do the conference calls is the master or the archangel usually gives us a message first that sets, you might say, the tone or the general concept of what we're working with that month. And then he will, or she, will lead a meditation, which I have to tell you, this is a connection of energy, so to speak. Today, Archangel Michael wishes to connect you with the energies of the angelic realm. And by connecting you with that energy, the more you listen to this meditation, the more pronounced it will be that you will be able to bring down the energies from the angelic realm and incorporate them and integrate them into your physical body. So that is the purpose of this program today. And if you just be kind enough to hold your telephone calls until after we do the meditation, Archangel Michael will be here and he will answer your questions. This is how we organize a conference call, and this is how we're going to be organizing this radio show today. Now, I'm going to read the prepared message, and then after that, we're going to go right into his meditation. And as I said, after that, which I think is remarkable, he will be here to answer your questions. And so this is the message that he gave for today's radio program. Today I want to discuss the future. If you intend to ascend to the higher elevations with your physical body, which some call ascension, then I will be discussing your future. This is a time where it seems like there is much negative energy being released in the world. Some of it is being experienced in the disruption of the weather, which involves drought or excessive winds and rain, and some of it is in the political structures in the world, or the lack thereof. First, let's discuss world events regarding weather. In many places in the world, there is an experiencing of shifting water supply, whereby people and farmers are finding that there is not enough water. This issue will only increase, and even more dramatically, as the Earth has changed its axis movement twice in recent years. The first one was identified by scientists after the tsunami of 2004, and more recently, December of 2006, which hasn't been reported, as it was a small adjustment, and those who could be reporting this have not, because of government persuasion to do otherwise. The shift in the axis after tsunami is just starting to reveal the effects of plate realignment with regard to changing weather patterns and the shifting of supporting layers of rock under under the plate system. This of itself has an effect on water supply and weather. However, the effect of the melting ice pack from the North Pole is influencing water temperatures on the planet. As you are aware, this has an effect on the ocean currents because of fresh water being introduced and also colder temperatures being introduced into the water systems. These ocean currents affect weather on continents and the water flows. You will eventually see more dramatic temperature changes, which might seem erratic now, but will develop into what will be perceived as general climate changes. There seems to be talk of war and the drumbeats of war. This is heightened for many reasons, some of it because past influences of war are being released from the land itself, and some of it is being influenced by the hatred of groups of people intent on grabbing control of the world. I am not here to discuss negative emotions, but rather I want to mention these things as they are centers of change that are being carried in your subliminal memory. Even though you might not consciously think of these events, these elements of world events, you hold them in your unconscious mind. As these events are being reinforced into your day-by-day living through the news and discussions among you, the underlying fear comes to the surface in subtle ways. You think you cannot do anything to influence change in these general aspects of living, and so you sweep these emotions even lower into your subconscious. What happens is that these signals from your subconscious comes to the surface sometimes in dreams and sometimes in thoughts of depression, and you are not able to recognize its source. The physical body is dependent upon the emotional system for its continuing healthy state. So even what is in the subconscious can have an effect of interfering with the repair of the body on the cellular level. What is held in the conscious mind has a more dramatic effect on the present state of health. And I say to you that for the upgrading of your system towards an optimal state of health, it is necessary to clear the conscious and the subconscious mind of as much of the underlying thoughts of any negativity that is possible. You cannot cause a vacuum in the mind by releasing any negative thoughts without replacing them with other positive thoughts. But even more powerful is to first add experiences and thoughts of a spiritual nature that comes from the higher vibrational levels. Higher vibrational thoughts will, by its very nature, override or overwrite thoughts of a lower vibrational level. A simple way of stating this is that negative thoughts can be replaced by thoughts from the angelic realm. There are levels between your dimension and the angelic realm, but it is the angelic realm that is influencing the intermediate levels between you and this realm inhabited by the angels. This was the level of humanity when they were first introduced into the planet Earth. There was a physical body, of course, but the spacing between the electrons were different from your denser physical bodies, which you now inhabit. This will be the first great step in ascension that we measure. This is beyond the checkpoint where those who wish to control you and hold you in the grip of fear cannot move, as it is their vibrational level that will keep them here as you rise to this level. Therefore, it is of great importance that you touch this dimension to bring back this experience. You cannot touch this level with your physical body, but you can touch it with your spiritual body, or what you call the soul. If we can take your soul to this level, you can then come back with the experience and integrate it with your physical body. In this, you can eventually replace all fear on the subconscious level with the higher energy levels. This will not happen immediately, as it takes time to integrate, but nevertheless, it will happen. As the subconscious changes, it eventually affects the conscious levels. It is our desire to help you change your emotions, and in effect, this will change your physical body to help prepare it for ascension. With this in mind, we will offer a meditation for those who might want to participate in this. We will take you to an experience that will hold the signature of the angelic realm. And this is an important tool which you can experience and use even in the archive. This is because there is an energetic wave that can be utilized by anyone in any place and time, because as you know, there is no time and distance in the quantum field, and this is where you will journey to access the angelic realm. It is now available to you spiritually, and not physically yet, but as we said, with time, this energy will be integrated into the physical. The more you listen to this energy signal, the faster it will be integrated. My friends, that was Archangel Michael's message. I think you would agree it was an exciting message. We did a conference call that was very similar to this one, where we were able to access the angelic realm. And this is what he wishes to do for you today, because by reaching the angelic realm with our soul, we are able to bring that energy down into the physical body. What I would like to call that is a state of bliss. And hopefully you will feel that bliss, as I hope you will join us, meditate with us, and reach that level of the angelic realm. As we said earlier, hold your questions until after the meditation. And now we are going to start the meditation. But before we do, Archangel Michael is asking me to, in a sense, set a scene. Because there are those who are listening to my voice right now who have not been with us when we have done conference calls. There will be those who are not familiar with this process as you listen to the archives. And so he wants me to give you a little bit of a background as to how this works. So, first of all, I will tell you that there is what appears to be like a membrane, and it divides the earth, which holds the astral level, into the next level. It is, like I said, very similar to a membrane, and it can be opened. And this is what Archangel Michael is doing now. He has asked me to move over to that level, which would be located in the astral plane. It is what would be considered the high astral. And so we stand at that doorway right now in the astral plane, and it almost looks like a hatch in a sense. It is sort of bent, circular-like, and I stand there, He opens that doorway, and it is through his energy, as he holds open the doorway, that we will be able to journey through that doorway. It is not our physical body that is journeying, but it is the mind. Our mind journeys, and that mind is connected to the entranceway to our soul, or what we would consider the higher mind, or the entrance into the monad, but it all filters down to the level of our mind. So we are standing there, and what he is asking me to tell you is to place your consciousness, part of it in the heart center, that we envision the heart center first. And so, as we do this, take a deep breath, breathing in God's love, releasing what we might perceive as all negativity, and relaxing. Breathe in again, knowing that as you breathe in, you are breathing in God's light, God's love, and it fills your entire body. Focus now through the heart center. See into the physical body and see God's light fill your body, every cell, even the spaces in between the cells. Know that you are a child of the universe. You are a child of the Maker, all there is, Source, God, whatever term you wish to use, that is who you are. And you have the right to move as we are moving, to touch the angelic realm. He is asking us now to take our consciousness in what we perceive as the third eye. Just know that you intend to do this. And as you do this and you see through the third eye, or you feel through the heart center, because there is a difference among people. Some might see an event, some might feel an event, intuit it in some fashion, or they might hear. We all have different talents, and we perceive these things in different ways. Understand that you have a personal manner that you perceive these things, and honor and respect that, that you might not see it or perceive it or feel it the way someone else does. So honor your individuality. And now with that part that is you, that you consider to be you and all that you perceive as you, follow us to the doorway. And as I look out of that doorway, I see the cosmos come with me, and perhaps you can see it and perceive it also. It looks like a dark blue. It is so dark and blue like velvet. It is a beautiful color, like blue silk velvet. And as I look out into that doorway and I see it, I see the planets. I can see an asteroid going by moving quickly. And come, step out through that doorway with me. Move through what perceives to be the planetary system. And up ahead, there is the nursery of stars. There is the hydrogen columns. And what is attending that nursery of stars is a group of angels. It is their responsibility to see that that development comes in order, divine order and simplicity. And they report back to Source the condition of the developing planetary system and the stars. And so I take you by the hand. We move further into space. And there is a peace and a quiet there. Take a look over your shoulder and you can see Earth, as the astronauts might see Earth. View it as some of the pictures that we have seen, except now it is very dynamic because it is not just a picture, it is something that is imprinted in your own heart, in your own soul. I look around and I see some of you with us. Archangel Michael is on your left and I am on your right. Feel as we move up through the next dimension. There are several between this and the angelic realm. And it doesn't matter. We are protected because on the outer fringes of the groups is Archangel Michael's warrior angels, and it is a beautiful sight. And if you look that way, you might see some of the blue light that comes off of them. There is a reflection of the blue light tinged with white. And he, their leader, is with us. We are slowly approaching what appears to be a platform of sorts. Come with me, step on top of that platform. Because what awaits you and me are several large angels. They are greeting us. Feel their energy. I pass their energy along to you. It comes through me, and I send it to you. Feel it. And with this energy, there is a great love. If you are able to perceive it, it looks like white. Around it is tinged pink. And along the pink border, there is golden light. And it fills me, and I pass it along to you. Make the intention that you will tune into this, that you will accept what is rightfully yours and what is destined to be yours. Because as you accept this and we go back through that doorway, you will have brought the vibrations of this energy with you. It will take time to integrate. But as you integrate this, one of the things that you feel is great peace. And so I say to you, my friends, feel the peace of this level. Feel it. It is a beautiful thing. It is what we felt before we came to Earth. It is what we felt as we were planning the lifetime in which we now live. And Archangel Michael holds up his sword and he says, "Listen intently." Look into my eyes, because what I will tell you is your promise that you made to me and to your soul before you came into this lifetime. And he says, "I tell you this now because so many of you have not awakened. Listen closely. I am there. I am whispering this to your soul." He holds open a book, and in that book is your record. And he puts his finger on your page, and he whispers into your ear your promise of what you would do in this lifetime. And he says, "You came with me when I brought the," and he's showing me a string. It was the string that was required, just like in the string theory. And I look inside that string and I see that the outside is red, the inside has the sacred geometric shapes that were used to bring the blueprint. And he brought the blueprint, that sacred geometric string. And you were all there. You helped hold the space. You were all there. And you all promised that at this time you would awaken when he brought forth the call for you to awaken. And he is saying this now, my friends. I am here calling you. This is the moment. Actually, it is past the moment. And those who have not awakened yet, there is time. But concentrate on the message that I give to each and every one of you individually. This was your promise. This was your mission. And he says, take a moment now and listen. If you do not view this information by hearing, then center your consciousness in your heart center so that you feel it. And as you view the heart center, see the threefold flame of colors, the beautiful light blue and the pink and the yellow, how they're all intertwining with one another. And there it is, your mission. It is there. It is in the seed of your heart center. And if you can't hear it or you can't feel it in the heart center, then intuit it. And if you are not intuiting what your promise was, then ask your guardian angel to assist you now, to help you understand. Because it is very important for you to understand your mission at this point in time. And he says, "This is my gift to you. For those of you who do not know your mission, this is a most precious gift that I give you. You need to know what call that you are answering, the reason that you are here, the reason for this lifetime. because that is the foundation, the basis for bringing heaven down to earth. This was what you answered, that call to bring heaven down on earth, and you do that through your daily life. But it also helps you to integrate all parts of your life if you understand your mission and you are working towards that end. And he says, I'm going to take a little bit more time now before I go on. For those who perhaps have not developed the skill, it is like a muscle that you develop to be able to see into the other side, to be able to hear our voice, to be able to feel us. And so in that moment, he is saying, now take your consciousness and place your consciousness on your right shoulder, because this is where I will touch you with my sword. Feel the energy of who I am. I am Archangel Michael. Feel my energy. And I can feel that energy flow through me to each of you who listen to this or who read the archives. It is there. And he says, now, focus your attention on the angels that are in front of you. They are so beautiful. To me, they seem tall. There's brilliant white light around them. The light is so brilliant that it is almost difficult to see the individual angels standing there, because they're standing rather close together and the light is so intense that it's overlapping each other. It's almost hiding them in their brilliance. It is not yellow like the sun. It is a brilliant white. And he says, perceive them if you can. All you need to do is intend to do it. Intend to perceive them, and you will. And one of them steps forth, and because she is not standing with the others, I can see her as an individual angel. And Archangel Michael says, come closer, because she has a gift for you. A little closer, he says. Intend to step a little closer, because she is transferring something to you as of this moment. And as you review this gift, as you meditate upon this gift, and hopefully you will do it more than just this once. It is the gift of peace. It is the gift of contentment, which in turn leads towards bliss. And as you take this gift, you know that this is bliss. And as you bring it back to your physical body, and you integrate that bliss into your physical body, you will start to feel it in your everyday life. Events that come into your life will have less concern around them, less importance for those things that are not important. and your happiness will start to grow, and you will start to feel fulfilled, because that is what this gift of bliss is. And so she hands the gift to you. It is in the form of a scroll. The scroll is wrapped and closed because each of you has a little different message. The gift is happiness, it is bliss, but each of you have a little bit different, how shall we say, events around your current lifetime that you have to work through. And so your scroll has a different aspect of this gift of love and bliss. There are directions there, inspiration, that your guardian angel will help you unwind in the future days that are coming. Now, if you feel anxiety over something in your life, your guardian angel will read to you the directions that is on the scroll. And when you feel you need that help, ask your guardian angel to reveal the contents on an ongoing basis so you can integrate this peace and harmony in your daily life. You will see all the negativity leave as if it is cloud, as if it is a bonfire just burning away and purifying yourself of all cares so that there is only peace and love left. That is all there is love. There is nothing else. There is only love. And if you look to your left, you will see or feel or hear your guardian angel. And as the two of you turn to come back, this is the portion of your soul that is doing this. Your physical is in the room where you listen to this, or the hall where you listen to this, but it is your soul and your guardian angel that is making this journey. But the information, as it comes back, will be integrated into your physical. Feel the peace and the love and the gift. Be grateful for the gift that has been given to you. And come back. Come back to the doorway. Come through the opening with the memory of what you saw or felt or heard. But know that you have a little piece of the angelic realm with you. This is the piece that will be integrated into the physical body that you are now joining. And as you come and join the physical again, bless it and thank it for supporting you, because your body does great service for you. Perhaps you don't think enough of that, blessing all aspects of the physical and the support that the physical has given to you so that the soul can experience on this level. This is what it's all about, a journey of experience. And the body cooperates with your soul, with your mind. And it works as a unit, all cooperating with one another. And so thank it and bless it for the service. And so Archangel Michael is saying now, just rest for a moment. Allow all the systems to integrate itself. And when you are ready, you may call in and ask your question, and he will answer you. For those of you who are ready to call in for your question, the number here, the toll-free number, is 877-876-5227. And if you are listening to us from Canada, we have a toll-free number for you also, and that number is 888-815-9750. And so we have about 15 minutes before this show will come to an end, and you might decide that you just wish to sit there enjoying the energy, or you might decide that you are going to call in with a question. Either way, we are glad to be of service. Many times when we do a conference call, I hear we do have someone who has decided to call in. And your name, please?
Cindy.
Is it Betty, did you say?
Cindy.
Oh, Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Well, greetings. Thank you so much.
What can we do for you, dear?
Well, in regard to my life purpose, I'm wondering, as far as career, if there's a better way to, facilitate my life purpose, working in a traditional role or more of a spiritual.
Before I ask this of Archangel Michael, Cindy, tell me what you think about this, because I really sense that you have some specific ideas yourself. Tell me what you think, and then we'll ask Archangel Michael.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, of course. I feel that due to financial reasons at this point, working in a traditional position, I should focus there, though I know I can still assist people just by talking with them. I am pulled towards the spiritual assistance, like healings, that type of thing. I am still pulled towards that, though it's very hard to integrate that at this point in my life, for financial support.
Because of this situation, because you know you need the financial support, and you also have this urge to work in the spiritual realm, there's a little bit of confusion. Is that fair enough to say?
Fair enough. And then I'm wondering if the financial pull is what's actually guiding me to work in the traditional realm so that I can help more people.
Well, I'm going to ask Archangel Michael what he says about this, Cindy, but I, Carolyn Evers, have a couple questions to ask you first. What aspect of healing do you feel drawn to?
Well, I work with dream interpretation and...
You work with what?
Dream interpretation.
Dreams, okay.
Mm-hmm. And assisting, integrating dreams with the awakened life. And then I also work with energy
Cindy, all those things are very important, as you know, and they are especially important right now. Now, is there the possibility that you can, for at least for a while, work with your regular job, bringing forth the income that you need, and on a part-time, for now, do some of these other things? Is that possible?
Well, everything is possible. That's the exciting news for today.
Indeed.
I believe that in the past, I'll say 3 or 4 years, my energy has been lower, so then I've focused on this position, although I feel more energized today, certainly has helped also, and I feel it is possible to do that.
Okay. It's interesting that you noted that when you work in the traditional, that your energy has been downgraded, so to speak, and when you view the spiritual, that you have more energy. So my thought would be, think about that a little bit, because it just seems to me as an individual that there is a pull here for you to start working in the spiritual vocation that I do believe that you really have. So let's, with that in mind, I'm going to turn towards Archangel Michael, and I'm chuckling, Cindy, not that I'm not serious about anything that you're saying. It is just that this Archangel's energy is so joyful, and I'm hoping that through my voice, you can feel some of that joy that comes through, and it is because he loves the human race so. And he is saying to me right now that, of course, you were one of his light workers that came here to Earth to help hold the pattern or the blueprint that he brought in the spring. And he said, since you are pulled towards the dream state, think about that a little bit before you go to bed at night sometime, and make the intention that you will remember that moment, because you might not accept it in the conscious state right now, but you will recognize it in the dream state. And he wants you to do this because at that moment, you and all of us who were with him made a commitment that when he came to awaken us, that we were going to awaken and we were going to move to the next golden galaxy with him and help him there create that also. So that is the first thing that he's telling you, Cindy, to contemplate that, to plant the command that you will remember that in the dream state. And since you do work with dream interpretation, you would know that when you have a dream that would be significant in some fashion, that you would write the details down and then meditate on it. He said that for the first step, that would be a very important thing for you to do. Now, he has your record, Cindy. He is bringing forth your soul record. It is the same record that I read for people when I go to the center of the cosmos and ask the cherubim for your record. He has it.
Wow.
He has opened it. Well, first of all, as he opens it up, the book, there is a lot of white light that is coming out of it, but he is opening up right behind the cover. Well, he wants me to tell you about the cover first. There is a scroll on the cover, and you have a connection with Isis. He wanted you to know that. And as he opens up the book, and I'm being rather quick with this because we only have a few minutes here on the show, he is showing me the colors that were involved when Source created your soul. And there was a lot of green there. There was some gold. There was a little bit of burgundy, and with the predominant a color being green, which is healing. This is your soul's mission to work with healing. And he is showing me that you were in many of the temples in Greece and in Rome, that you have worked with Isis in the past. You were her initiate many times. The two of you came together. So you have had a path of many lifetimes of working with the healing aspect.
Wow, thank you.
There is more to the record. He's thumbing through the pages. He's stopping at different lifetimes where you have not only been healing here on the earth, but you have been on other planetary systems, always working with the element of healing, because this is the basis of your soul construction. Now he's passing towards another part of the book, which is later in the book, which is revealing more towards this moment in time. And he is saying that the financial structure that you are involved with, you worked with that because you needed the support. But now is the moment, it is this moment where, and he's showing me a spinning of what we would perceive as time, where we're moving into the oneness, that this is the time when you are to come forth and do your work. And since we only have a minute or two, he is suggesting, Cindy, we would tell you more, but we have to go off the air. And what he is suggesting is that you call on him, and he will help you move. And he's saying gradually. You don't have to do it all at once. That there is a way that you can support yourself with spiritual work, and you have your traditional job, but you can blend the two. So, Cindy, I'd like to tell you more, dear, but here we are at the top of the hour when we must leave, and he is suggesting that you go to the website at carolynevers.com, look at the schedule for next month. He will guide you. And you know the website, carolynevers.com?
Yes, I've been on there today, first time.
Look at the conference calls. Think of him. He will guide you. Well, he's telling me, pay particular note to the Fireside Chats, which is on Ascension. Well, my dear, I must go off the air and bless you. Tune in. We have three shows. Tune in. We'd be glad to work with you if we can. And so I must say goodbye because it is time for us to leave. Bless
you,
Cindy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you all.
Goodbye.
Bye now.